الحمد لله الحمد لله مبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل إن الذين يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق ويقتلون الذين يأمرون بالقسط من الناس فبشرهم بعذاب أليم أولئك الذين حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم من ناصرين ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يدعون إلى كتاب الله ليحكم بينهم ثم يتولى فريق منهم وهم معرضون ذلك بأنهم قالوا لن تمسنا النهر إلا أياما معدودات وغرهم في دينهم ما كانوا يفترون Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in our previous lesson, we have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to address the Ahle Kitab by saying that accept Islam. And then Allah says if they have to accept Islam, then they will have received their guidance. But if they have to turn away, then it is only Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission to convey unto them the message. It is not his worry and concern if after conveying the message they disbelieve in Allah. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is watchful over His bondsmen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the current verse now mentions that indeed those people who disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, that means the message has now been conveyed unto them, but after all of that they still disbelieve in the ayat of Allah. They disdain to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their arrogance. And over and above that, they still kill the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam without having any right to do so. So from here we understand this was found in the time of Bani Israel. There were a group of people who disbelieve in the ayat of Allah. And then they killed the Bani Israel, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, who came to the Bani Israel. Approximately 43 Anbiya from the Bani Israel were killed. And a group of people then stood up and commanded, made amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. They enjoined and they commanded the people to do good, and they stopped them from doing this evil of theirs, and they killed them also. So the tafsir mentions that in the morning they killed like 43 anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and by the end of that day they killed that group of people who made amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, and they were approximately 170 people. So that's the amount of people that they killed in one day. So Allah says such people, Allah is making reference to those people from the Bani Israel. Allah says, وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ مِنَ النَّاسِ. So they disbelieve in Allah, and then they kill the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam without having any right to do so. And then they kill those people who make amr bil ma'roof nahi anil munkar. They kill those people who command bil qisti with justice. Allah says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Give them glad tidings of a painful punishment. We know normally a person would only give glad tidings of something that is good. So from here you can see, here you're giving glad tidings. Allah says that give them glad tidings of a painful punishment. In this part of the ayah there is tahakkum. Tahakkum means there is sarcasm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being, this sarcasm here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically deriding at them by mentioning azab, by mentioning punishment, with glad tidings, by bringing these two words together. This is basically sarcasm. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. If they had done any good deed in this world, Allah said, let them know that even the good deeds in this world will be reduced to naught for them. It will be nullified, it will be void, it wouldn't give them any benefit in the dunya, nor in the akhirah. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِن نَاصِرِينَ. And they will not have any helpers for them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you not seen those people who were given a portion of the kitab? In other words, Allah is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see that the Ahl al-Kitab were also given a book. So the Yahud, they were given the Injil, the Nasara, they were given the Torah. يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ. And they were invited to the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is their respective books, so that their respective books could be the hakam, could decide for them. In their respective books, we see the mention of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mention of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. But Allah is saying, see what happened, the reality of the matter is, ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Everything is explicitly mentioned for them in their books, but you still see a group of them among them, they turn away whilst they're in aversion. In other words, they can see the reality, they can see the truth of the matter, but they still turn away from making their book the hakam, from making their book the decider. Allah says, why do they do that? These Yahud do so because ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعَدُودَاتٍ. So the Yahud were given the Torah, and the Nasara, they were given the Injil. But in this specific verse, now Allah is referring to the Yahud. Allah says, this was, what gave them this courage to turn away from the kitab that was given to them by Allah? Allah says, it was the following. They said, لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ. They used to all the time say that even if the fire will not touch us on the day of Qiyamah, but even if the fire has to touch us, it will touch us only for a few days. So basically that statement of theirs, it deceived them, it deluded them. Allah says, وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Whatever they concocted or made up or their inventions, all of that has deceived them in their deen. Allah now tells the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so on the day of Qiyamah you will see them all. Allah says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. How will their condition be on the day of Qiyamah when we shall gather them all and there is no doubt about the occurrence of such a day? Allah says, وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Remember, every soul on that day shall be paid in full whatever it had earned. In other words, whatever deeds it had done in the dunya, you shall get the reward for that in full on the day of Qiyamah. And the people will not be wronged in any way. In other words, the Yahud, Nasara, the Kuffar, whatever they have done in this world, in their disbelief, etc., they'll be given that on the day of Qiyamah, the jaza, the punishment will be meted out to them on the day of Qiyamah, without them being wronged in any way. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He mentions, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is not one who is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a being who oppresses His servants. In other words, that jaza that is meted out to them is a jaza that would be meted out to them rightfully so. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the ahwal on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhir da'wana.